Welcome to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. What is up? I'm so excited to chat with you as literally always. This is a part two episode. So if you have not already listened to part one, make sure you go back. It's not in any real specific order, but it's really important that you listen to that. So either pause this and go back to part one. We'll put it in the show notes, or listen to this and then go to part one. But you got to make sure you listen to it. Also, if you hear Madison crying in the background, Chris is changing her right now and she does not like to be changed. Okay. So that's why she's crying, but she's obviously not alone. You get the vibe. Just wanted to make sure if you heard a baby crying, you know what's going on. Which, another side note, but obviously having a baby was just like, oh, the best thing in so many different ways, but it has made me so much more efficient. And I'm just feeling so excited about it because I was always someone that was just like, would take my time, kind of be like, blah, 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 blah. Like, it just took me forever to do things because I had the time to kill. Now I don't because my time isn't my own anymore. And it's been so amazing, like so much more efficient. It's just like, oh, it's the best thing ever. Anyway, today we are talking about part two, what I change in my day-to-day life to get pregnant on the first try with PCOS and have a healthy pregnancy. So I go into all of that in part one of, I think it was four steps I also talked about in part one of what I did. And I'm going to disclaimer, not a real disclaimer, but just like talk about this for a second. I know this could be super, super difficult to hear that like, oh, she got pregnant on the first try with PCOS when like I've been struggling for a year or for 4 months or for 2 years or 5 years, whatever it is. Like I've worked with clients all in between struggling from 3 months, a year, 5+ years. So I know it could be extremely like triggering and upsetting to hear that someone got pregnant so easily. But the reason why it happened so easily was because of the work that I've done for years to support my health. Does that mean that it needs to take you years to get pregnant? No. The reason why I was supporting myself for so many years is because I started this journey way before I wanted to get pregnant, but also I was doing a lot of stuff on my own at first. So it took me a lot longer to regulate my period. What takes my clients now 3 months took me 2 years to do because I was trying different shit. I was throwing shit at the wall, seeing what stuff, trying different herbs, trying different supplements, going to different doctors, like trying to just figure it out, which is part of the reason why I created the Mind Your Hormones method, because I was like, I wish I had this roadmap so it didn't take me so freaking long to regulate my period to begin with. But I just want to start off with that I know that this could trigger you, but I also want to show you what's possible for you, not just from my story, but from so many of my clients' stories, because it wasn't technically supposed to be easy for us to get pregnant because I do have PCOS. I had an irregular period for over a decade. It was like coming maybe 3 times a year, which my doctor said was normal, red flag moment. And then I had no period for 2 full years. So the reason why is because of the work I put in and day out, which I now teach you, my clients, all the things. Okay. So let's get into it. Part two, here's exactly what changed. Number one, meditation. OMG. This is so important. Please do not push this one aside because some people, and I know not you because you're an action taker and I know you're going to do the damn things, but some people will just be like, oh, meditation, like I'm just going to push that aside. Probably 90% of people are going to be like, okay, that doesn't really matter. It is so huge because mismanaged stress causes your nervous system to be dysregulated. And that is such a root cause of infertility and cycle irregularities. When I'm working with clients so often, specifically a one-on-one client, we actually just wrapped up our time together. We worked together for a year, but she, towards the end of our time together, her period went off a little bit and she was like, you know, I'm eating right. I'm working out, that I've been a little bit more stressed and we're working together one-on-one. So I knew what was going on. She went back to work. She's a mom, right? So she already has one child. She works full time. She goes to school. She is a principal. So she had just started work again. This was like back in September. She was starting school up again. She was in a new role. Like so many things were going on with her stress. And I'm like, it's the stress. And once she actually started meditating, she was doing a lot of other stuff too, but the stress is what made it get knocked out. And her meditating every day is what got it back regulated, got her actually ovulating again. Like, it is such a huge thing. We don't think that the things that are happening around us, the stress we're experiencing, have that much of an impact, but it has the biggest impact because your brain controls it all, right? Your brain is the control center. This is where your hypothalamus in your brain is literally what produces your hormones. So if your brain is off, if you're in constant fight or flight mode, your body is not in a state of even considering your reproductive system, because they're like, we are just trying to survive right now. So I am not thinking about ovulating. It is not a safe time for us to have a baby. So I'm turning that shit off, or I'm delaying it, or whatever is going on. Okay. And this could manifest in, obviously, you not properly ovulating. If you're tracking your BBT, you will see you didn't get that spike in your temperature. You didn't actually ovulate. This could look like your period being more heavy and crampy because you had those low progesterone levels, and it not even being a true period if you didn't ovulate, all of these things. Okay. So making time to meditate, even 10 minutes a day, even 5 minutes a day, is going to improve your fertility because it's going to help you perceive stress in a different way, right? It's not about getting rid of all the things, right? This client that I'm talking about, she didn't quit her job. She didn't, you know, quit school. Like, she was still doing exactly what she was doing in her day-to-day life the same, but she was meditating for 10 minutes a day. So she's perceiving all these stressors in a different way. She's coming at it from a different lens. She has more patience. Her nervous system is more calm because she took those 10 minutes. And it would be very easy for her, especially, again, she's a full-time working mom. She's also going to school. She's a wife, like, so many things going on. It could be very easy for her to be like, I don't have 10 minutes, or for any of us to say, I don't have 10 minutes. It's about finding that time and making it a priority, just like you make working out a priority or prepping your food or whatever it is. Like, we have to make sure this is a priority because it's going to make such a huge difference, especially for PCOS. For some reason, we can trend more on the anxious and depressed side because of where our hormone levels are at. So meditating for us is extremely, extremely important. You could use the Insight Timer app. I use Melissa Wood Health for my workouts, and she also has a lot of meditations on there. I really like that for meditation. You could just put on Meditating to the Sounds of Nature and start where you're at. If you're like, I really can't sit. First of all, your mind is not meant to be turned off. Your mind is not going to turn off. That's not the point of meditation. The point of meditation is to, when you notice your mind going down a rabbit hole, you notice thoughts are coming up, it's to redirect your brain to your breath. That's the entire point of meditation. That's why it's called a meditation practice. You are just, okay, you had that thought. What am I gonna make for dinner? Okay, wait, no, let me focus back on my breath. All right, you had another thought. Shit, what am I gonna wear on Thanksgiving? Okay, no, let's go back, shift it to another thought. Shift it back to your breath. Every single time a thought comes up, you shift it back to your breath. And it's the practice of redirecting your brain over and over and over. And eventually it's gonna get easier. Eventually there's gonna be more space in between each thought. Some days it's gonna be way more busy than others. It just totally depends. And it's just redirecting it and redirecting it and redirecting it and taking that time. You could also, in addition to this, or starting off with this, walking outside in silence, listening to the trees, to the birds, whatever, showering in silence. Like, these are other ways that you could do it too, but it's really creating more space within your day, especially if you are a mom and maybe you're trying for baby number two. Like, this is so essential to have some space in our day and in our brain. And there could be so many thoughts that are going on a constant basis. Like, literally there's always something you could be doing. There's always something you could be thinking about, but it's really making it a priority to be like, okay, no, I'm taking this 5 to even 5 minutes sometimes. And I get it. If you are a mom, sometimes you're like, I really don't have 10 minutes. I get it. Do you have 2 to 5 minutes? Like, can we just get that in there, but make it more about the consistency of it every day than the amount of time. Okay. So that is number one. Number two is acupuncture. This is something I'm so passionate about. I'm still going regularly. I've been going to acupuncture definitely for a decade. I've been with this specific acupuncturist since 2013. So wait a second. Yeah, since 2013. No. No, that's not true. Since 2017, 18, 9, 20, 22, 23. So it's been 6 years. I've been with this specific acupuncturist 6 years. He actually came on the podcast way early on. But I love him. I was going to acupuncturist prior to him, and nothing was happening. Like, I wasn't actually getting my period back. Nothing was working for twofold. I wasn't doing the proper things in my nutrition, which I talk more about in part one. I also wasn't taking proper supplementation, but also the acupuncturist, I guess she wasn't, even though she said she was familiar with fertility and stuff and psychoregulation, it just wasn't matching up. So it could be all the above. So it's, again, it's not like, okay, you just go to acupuncture, but don't change anything else. This is in addition to improving your nutrition, improving your supplementation, doing the meditation, all of that. But I've been consistently going to acupuncture again for almost a decade. And it was a major part of me getting my cycle back. I started going to this specific acupuncturist we're talking about. I think it was like October of 2017. And then I was going twice a week. And I got my cycle back in February, Valentine's Day of 2018. Which was so ironic that it was Valentine's Day. It was also a few days before I met my now husband. We were just friends for a while at first. But anyway, so crazy how timing happens. But I remember literally I had just bought my co-op, which we recently just moved out of and now we're in a house. But I had just bought my co-op. I was single. I was still teaching. I was living at my parents' house as my dad was like redoing the co-op because he's a carpenter. And I remember peeing in my parents' bathroom. Like it was technically not their master bathroom, but whatever. The bathroom upstairs. I remember peeing and wiping and seeing blood. And it had been 2 years, literally a full 2 years. And I was like, oh my God. I literally remember calling my mom being like, holy shit, I got my period. Like it was like the first period I ever got. It was so exciting. I will never, ever, ever forget that. But anyway, back to acupuncture. It's such an amazing way to improve your blood flow to your reproductive organs. It just creates a homeostasis in your body, regulates everything. It's amazing no matter what is going on with your hormones. If you have someone, if you're specifically trying to conceive, obviously you are, if you're listening to this, most likely, I highly, highly, highly recommend getting an acupuncturist. I don't want to say most, but a lot of acupuncturists take insurance now. A lot of insurance companies will accept acupuncture. So definitely look into it. I was going twice a week when I was trying to get my cycle back. Then once it was regular for like quite a while, we dropped down to once a week. I went once a week all throughout my pregnancy. And now I'm going twice a month because once a week just isn't feasible right now with Madison, but I'm still going twice a month and it's so, so, so helpful. So that is number two. Okay. Number three, I healed my gut. My gut is like always something I really need to be intentional about. Still, it's like my Achilles heel. It's something that it's just like I hold stress in my gut. My gut has just always been something that is an area that I have to be more intentional about than anything else. And this is really common for a lot of people who have PCOS. All right, if you've been here for a hot minute, you have most likely heard about this company because I talk about it all the time and I will continuously talk about it because if you have not yet tried Needed Prenatal and their older supplements, what are you waiting for? They are the best, top of the market. Like I will always be taking them. I will always be recommending them. But what I want to specifically be talking to you about today are the men's supplements that they have on their site. Because spoiler alert, the end of this episode, number four is about supporting your husband's sperm. So, or your male partner, if you have a male partner, whatever it is. And I want you to know that Needed also has supplements specific for men because again, like you're about to hear this episode, it takes two to freaking tango. Okay. I really like their sperm support and their omega-3. Those are the two from them that I would recommend for men. Their omega-3 is amazing. I also recommend their omega-3 for women as well. But it really helps support their libido, their sperm health, their brain function. It also helps with their hair, reduces inflammation. It supports their skin. Like omegas are so, so, so important. And it is really, really important for their sperm, if you're a man listening. Hey, it's really, really helpful. So I would definitely recommend getting their men's omega-3, taking two of those in the morning with breakfast. And then their sperm support is really a whole body approach to men's fertility and to vitality and all stages of their life. I really do recommend taking that as well, especially if you are someone who maybe knows that their sperm needs a little bit of support or you've been trying for a while. It's a really great blend. It has probiotics in there. It has antioxidants. It's really great. It has different herbs in there. Like we're actually going to talk about towards the end of this episode. So I would highly recommend that, especially if you know that your husband or your partner and they are a male could use some support in the sperm area. Would highly recommend that. I talk about other supplements and stuff towards the end of this episode, but I wanted to make sure you knew that Needed has had those as well. And then of course they have the prenatal for you. They have the choline, the iron. Like if you are someone who's trying to conceive, I really can't recommend Needed more. It is so crucial to have optimal nutrients when it comes to our fertility. And unfortunately, there are so many shitty brands out there that have really freaking good marketing. And I am here to shift through the bullshit for you and to really tell you, like, this is the brand. This is the one. They are so researched and they are so science-backed. They have labs that are testing everything. Like, they're so they're just so different, right? They have optimal nutrients. It's formulated by experts. It's backed by clinical insights. They're third party tested. It's for all stages of pregnancy and beyond. Like, go check them out. Thisisneeded.com. Use code Corinne, Corinne, at checkout. I am so obsessed with them. I can't wait for you to get started and try them for you and for your partner. Like, get it going. Thisisneeded.com. Code Corinne at checkout, Corinne, for a discount. If you have any questions, you know where to find me. When I was like in college and stuff, I remember having like rashes underneath my armpits, and I remember standing under the shower and letting the hot water hit under my arm because it was so itchy and it felt so good. Had no idea that was connected to my gut health. I was constipated. I was bloated. I had migraines. I had rashes all over my legs at one point. I was teaching at the time. I remember it was like in November or December. I was still a teacher. I was going on a field trip the next day, overnight field trip. It was like a college trip. We were taking the kids, because I taught in high school. We were taking the kids to like Northeastern and like all these different colleges and stuff for like it was like juniors and sophomores, and I think it was sophomores, whatever, it doesn't matter. I was staying overnight, and I remember the day before we were going, I was like, I'm gonna take a rake to my legs because they are so itchy right now. I don't know what to do. I went to a walk-in clinic and they gave me a steroid, and I had to take it. I had no other options given to me. I had no idea this was related to my gut. Literally not a freaking clue. But all of it was connected. So was my regular period. At this time, I wasn't getting a period at all at this point. And it is something that I always have to be intentional about. And then about a year and a half before we started to conceive, this was about like 6 months before we got married, I noticed my gut was going off again. I noticed like my poop was changing a little bit. I was seeing more food particles in my poop. I was getting like little rashes on my back when I got out of the shower. And immediately I was like, hell no, I'm not doing this shit again. So I took a stool test, because I was already doing everything with my nutrition, my supplementation, my lifestyle. I changed nothing, but something happened with my gut. And there's certain things with your gut that you could change, like in the Mind Your Hormones method, there's a whole section on healing your gut, with supporting it with food, with supplementation, with lifestyle. There's so many things you can do to support your gut that way. I have another podcast episode on that we can link below. But if there's something deeper going on, if there's candida or a parasite or H. pylori or whatever it is, and you're experiencing these rashes or these migraines, or you've been trying to conceive for a while and nothing's going on and you feel like it's gut related, there's only so much food and lifestyle can do. If you have something like, when I got this stool test done, they found parasites, H. pylori, candida, and my digestive enzymes were low. There's nothing I could have done more food-wise to heal that. We needed to have targeted herbs to make sure that we were killing off the parasites, we were getting rid of the candida, the H. pylori, all of that. So there really is only so much you could do without actually knowing and testing your stool to see what's going on. So I was so happy I did this before getting pregnant, because obviously some of the herbs and stuff you can't take when you're pregnant. And of course it supported me in getting pregnant, because when your gut is off, if you have these candida, which could look like these rashes that you might be experiencing, it could look like diarrhea or bloating or constipation. If you have parasites, H. pylori, whatever's going on, food particles, even like looks like mucus is in your stool, things like this. Again, it rashes out of the shower. It's really going to majorly impact your fertility, because your gut is where we absorb nutrients. It's where we expel excess hormones out of the body. And it's where we absorb nutrients that you actually need to ovulate. And if we are unable to expel nutrients properly out of our gut because we have these things going on, they're going to reabsorb back into your body and cause symptoms of excess estrogen to low progesterone, which is going to impact your fertility. It's going to impact you having cramps, PMS, migraines, acne, all these things. And we don't want to do that. And also, if your gut is under a lot of stress, your body's just going to turn off your ovulation, because it's like, damn, we got some shit we need to take care of, literally and figuratively. Okay. So if you are like really want to take this next step and get a stool test, the one that I use was through Gut Personal. I did two of them, because I did the one, I think it was in like January, February. I was on a protocol for like 3 months. Then we retested to see what was going on. The candida went away, the H. pylori went away, but then another parasite showed up. So I had to heal that one. But anyway, if you want to use Gut Personal, since there's a bunch of different ones out there, but a lot of them don't. And if you get a stool test with your doctor, they are not testing half of the amount of shit that you need to actually be tested. They do not look at everything that needs to be done. Just like a regular blood test, that shit is a waste of your time. Okay. So if you want like a full panel of your stool tests, I highly recommend Gut Personals. That's the one I did. It is so eye-opening. It was pages of stuff. Okay. Pages of stuff that they test. And there's they've done one test and over thousands where they didn't find anything. And that was someone who like didn't really have any symptoms at all. She was just like, I kind of just want to get it done. So they're always going to find something. One of my clients, a recent one-on-one client, she got it done. She was experiencing a lot of acne. We were working together one-on-one. She was having a lot of gut issues. And I was like, I really would recommend this. She did it. She found out her immune system was low. That was impacting her fertility. She started taking this protocol that they gave her. Her skin cleared up like crazy. She was like, I've never been confident in my skin until now. Like, so many benefits of getting this done. If you're listening to this in real time, you could use code CorinneTesting for $300 off for the whole month of November for gut personal stool tests. Otherwise, you could use code Corinne at any time to save 10% or $150 off. Okay. So it is an investment, but it's really, really, really impactful. So what I would do if you're like, I'm not ready to make that investment, start with taking the free quiz on gut personal. Go to gutpersonal.com/Corinne. They have a quiz there where you could take it and see, they pinpoint what symptoms you have, and they will recommend supplements for you to start healing. And then the next step would be to get that stool test. Not only is it the test where like, and it's not the best, all right? Let me just tell you what goes on. They send you a kit. You have to poop in a plate. You got to scoop it up, mix it with this shit. Like, it is not sexy, but it's amazing. You send it back. They get the result. You have a 60-minute call with one of their registered dietitians. They go through your results, and they also give you a full supplement and herbal protocol to take to kill whatever came up, and some nutrition support as well, which is amazing. Okay, so that would be your next step. If you are gonna just do the supplements, and you're like, I'm not ready to make a big investment, use code Corinne, Corinne, for 10% off any of the supplements on Gut Personal as well. And if you, again, that code Corinne will also give you $150 off their gut stool test and also off their hormone test if you wanted to do that. But if you're listening to this in November, you could use code CorinneTesting for $300 off. Okay, so just side note. But that was number three. I healed my gut. I got a stool test. Number four is we supported Chris's sperm, my husband, Chris. Okay, it takes two to tango, people. It takes two to freaking tango. 40 to 50% of infertility is male pattern infertility. Let me say it again for the people in the back. 40 to 50% of infertility is male related. So why is it always the women's problem to change stuff? Or, oh, right away, she needs to start doing IVF. Like, did we even start improving his sperm quality? Did we actually check to make sure his sperm is accurate? Which a lot of times when you get their sperm checked, the normal, quote unquote, normal level are just what's bare minimum to get pregnant with IVF, not what's optimal to naturally conceive. Okay, same like with our blood work. We want to make sure that shit is optimal. Okay, so he, for years, he was taking care of himself, right? We started dating back in 2018. Right away, once like we started living together and stuff, I was like, I'm making you smoothies. I am. He wasn't like about taking supplements at that time. He like didn't like swallowing them. So I'm like, I'm opening these capsules. I'm throwing this shit in this smoothie. I'm like, P.S. If your pee is bright yellow, that's because I put a multivitamin in your smoothie that I'm making you. So everything is fine. But for years, he was taking high quality multivitamin. I recommend the Pure Encapsulations One Multi. You could get that with my full script dashboard. I'll put that link below. He was taking omegas, vitamin D3. Magnesium, probiotics. You can get the magnesium and the probiotics and the vitamin D3 all on Gut Personal. Vitamin C and also adaptogens like ashwagandha and shatavari. We were both taking ashwagandha and shatavari. And obviously I was taking quality supplements, but that's in part one. So you can go back and listen to that. But he was also taking all these high quality supplements. The ashwagandha and the shatavari are really helpful for sperm because ashwagandha also helps support your stress levels. And a lot of time for men, they have a lot of stress going on and they don't process it really. A lot of women don't either, but a lot of times men will really hold things in, pent up emotions a lot, and ashwagandha will really help with those cortisol levels. And shatavari is also really amazing for your sperm quality. So we were using both of those as well. I put them in his smoothies every single day. And he was having a plant-forward diet because obviously I'm plant-based. I'm the cook. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm the cook. So this is what you're eating when we cook, when I cook at home. And he was like totally fine with that. When we go out to eat and stuff, he'll get whatever. He'll get, you know, his like penne alla vodka. He'll get chicken, burger, whatever it is. But most of the time he was eating like whole foods, plant-based diet because I was one that's cooking. And he also regularly exercises and obviously eats organic and whole foods at home. And the regular exercise is really, really key. So if you want, I have my supplements Development Masterclass has a bunch of different protocols for you if you are trying to conceive, if you are have PCOS, endometriosis, want to get off birth control. And within there, there's a protocol that men could follow as well. So I'll put my Supplement Masterclass details in the show notes if you want to download that, not only for yourself, but also for your partner. Because again, it's not just up to the women to support our health. It is also up to the man, because not only if his DNA is going in there, his sperm quality is going to affect the actual pregnancy. 40-50% of infertility is male related. So he's going to get on board too. So send him this episode, tell him, be like, start listening at timestamp X, listen through. Corinne is making, telling you that you need to do this shit. Make sure he is on board. Okay. Those are the four steps for part two. Let's recap it real quick. Number one is meditation. Number two is acupuncture. Number three is I healed my gut and I did the stool test. All the information for all of that will be in the show notes. Number four is supporting your husband or your partner's sperm. If you do have a male partner, get his shit straight. Okay. That is it for part two. I hope this is helpful for you. Come let me know what you thought. If you are doing these things, if you have any questions, if you didn't listen to part one yet, go back and listen to part one. I love you so much. I know there's so many new listeners and it's like so exciting. I love hearing from you. Like, I just found the podcast. I'm binging it. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for DMing me. I am so grateful for you. The show notes will have all the information of everything that we talked about. I love you so much. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.